It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Collins Center. Here on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, we're getting set for college basketball this evening in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, where the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by the Baker Wildcats. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. He's back there. Yeah, the guy's there all the time. Doing a great job. Joseph, going to have you with us as always tonight. Tom Counts with you here courtside. And here in the Collins Center, a couple of teams with a long and rich history of playing many, many collegiate sports coming together here tonight. And the Benedictine Lady Ravens, they're having a fantastic season so far, coming off a win again up in Lamoni on Saturday. Lady Ravens have won 10 consecutive games. And so they find themselves in a great spot at the top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference standings going on the road here tonight. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the standings, a little bit about the matchup, bring you the starters, and then it'll be the tip-off. Lady Raven basketball, getting the guys at 7:30, coming up next year on CARE.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, it's a little bit difficult to believe, isn't it, that we're down to the final 2 weeks, the final four games of the regular season for these Benedictine Ravens, and on the road here this evening. Next Saturday, Ravens are going to be up at Mount Mercy. We'll have that game at noon for the ladies and two for the guys. And then next week, home with Park and a final game at Mid-America. We're down to that last handful of contests. And PA guy, he's introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me do that for you. First of all, Well, first of all, we got to check and see if they've gotten things. No, we don't even know who the starters are yet because they don't have the technology here working that would have them available to us. So I guess we're going to have to kind of just wait and see who walks out of the floor. It's going to be the only option. All right, looks like it's going to be Ethan Veets, 6'5" senior from Coffeyville. It's going to be okay, let's get this fixed here. 1, 3, 4, 5, and 14. So it's going to be Brianna Blanchard, 5'7" junior from St. Louis. Kennedy Bryan, a 5'10" junior from Hoyt. Tanya Teeth, a 5'9" senior from Tulsa. Gabby Rose, a 5'8" sophomore from Liberty. And from Guthrie, Oklahoma, at 5'9" sophomore, Mariah Dykeman. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, Coach Chad Folsom and Andy Connolly, his assistant, Benedictine. Well, they're going to be starting tonight, regular five, with Riley Brueggemann out of St. James Academy, a 5'8 junior. Owen Dieter's a freshman from Centralia, 5'7". You're going to find Michaela Bauman out there from Blair, Nebraska. She's a senior at 5'8". 6'1 freshman, Kelly Stork, and 6'1 senior, or 5'11 junior, Nicole Stork. Both out of Adel, Iowa. Hey, look, the technology has come to life. And here we are. They're out there playing on the floor, and they have gotten things woken up and working. Very, very proud. The ball goes up, the tip of the way. Benedictine is going to control this thing down. Lady Ravens are going to have the basketball to begin things, and we are underway. Full slate of games going on around the conference this evening. We'll be talking about that. And right now for the Lady Ravens, we're going to be working from left to right in the first half. Here's a baseline jump shot up no good. And you'll have to bear with me. If I am unable to determine who has the ball or what is occurring on the west side of the court, it's because there are hardly any lights working. It is dark, dark out there. Have you ever been in the Ozarks and gone to one of the caverns and, you know, they've taken you spelunking? It's exactly the same experience here in the Collins Center. 9.5 to go. Baker's going to throw it away, and Benedictine, scoreless, comes up court with the basketball once again. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. BC works it out of the left side to Bauman. Out on top, Dieter. She'll square up. It's three. It's good. Lady Ravens on top. Owen Dieter's from the perimeter. And with 9:10 to go in the opening quarter, Lady Ravens have their first lead of the game. We'll see if they ever relinquish that. Baker hands it out on top. It's going to be Kennedy Bryan. Shot clock at 15. They're not moving the ball very fast. Here's Dykeman with it, holding it up on top, kind of looking into the middle, waiting for something to happen. Dykeman will go to the left side, pull up, drive in. Shot rejected out of bounds. Rims are going to block that thing and throw it out. And Benedictine has elected to go with Kyla Fitzgerald instead of Kelly Stork as a starter tonight. So Kyla is out there, and she's going to block that shot out of bounds. Baker's going to have it in with five on the shot clock. 3-0 Lady Ravens early. Inbound. The shot goes up. New. But we'll have a BC foul called. Looking for the block. And in the process, Rondae Brueggemann is going to pick up her first foul. And coming to the free throw line for Baker, it'll be Gabby Rose. Gabby from Liberty, Missouri. A transfer from William Jewell. The free throw, nicely done. First point of the ball game for Baker. Got one more shot coming up here. Long look at this thing, and it'll clank around, and it's going to go in. So Rose gets her first 2 points, and the BC lead trimmed to one. Michaela will have it into the forecourt. It's going to be knocked out of her hand. She's able to go back and recover it. Looking for some help. We'll feed it to the wing. Back out on top. Beautiful backdoor pass. The runner. It's up. It's good. An assist. Brueggemann. And a bucket to Fitzgerald. We're Ravens are up 5-2. 8.5 to go in the first. Now for the Wildcats, trying to drive into the middle. There's just not a lot of room down there. They'll bring it back off on top. A three launched and hit. How about that? From the outside, it's going to be Kennedy Bryan. So Bryan will pick up her first point. And we are tied at 5. It is 2 minutes in. BC from 13, the jumper, Nicole for 2. So early in the ballgame, these teams are kind of clicking on all cylinders. And the home whites with orange. Baker comes into the forecourt with the basketball. Bryan bumps it over to the left side, gets it there to Dykeman. Back out on top to Tease. Back it away with the ball. Looking into the middle, it's going to be Rose. She'll try to drive in, push off of the forearm. Ball's going to get away, but be rescued before midcourt. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. They're not going to get that shot off in time. I don't think a horn never sounded. And the shot clock went from 0 to 16 to 30. Kind of all over the place. Here's a feed underneath. The Ravens coming back up court with it. Fitzgerald will turn and shoot, miss it. Rebound pulled down. Nicole turns and shoots and missed it. And on the rebound, a foul called on Benedictine, and the whistle will be on Kana Fitzgerald. So it'll be her first, Benedictine's second team foul. Out of the ball game for Baker, Ariana Blanchard. Entering the game for Baker is going to be 5'10" freshman Corrine Cole. Baker comes into the ball game tonight having a tough year. 3-19. They are 1-14 in the conference under head coach Tori Marullo. 7 minutes of play in the opening quarter. The feed to the right corner. Wide open. No one stepped up to defend, and that was a bad defensive play by the Ravens. No one on that side of the floor. And Gabby Rose knocks down a three, and Baker is in front, 8-7. So the Ravens trail with 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. BC overloads the left side. I don't think there's supposed to be four players elbow to elbow, probably. If so, I've not seen that offensive formation for Coach Folsom yet this year. First to the right side, then to the left. The running 15-foot shot is up and missing for Brueggemann. And rebounding back down. Here come the Wildcats into the forecourt. Dykeman. She'll cross it to free throw line. Bring it on top. Looking for another three. It's way short. And a rebound, Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to turn it back over. And then commit another foul. So Benedictine a little shaky in the first few minutes of the contest. The foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her first. Lady Ravens picking up their third team foul. And we're still 6:13 to go in the opening quarter. With Baker leading. That's right, the 1-14 Baker Wildcats leading Benedictine 8-7 right now. Wildcats will have the ball in play from their offensive baseline just to the right of the rim, and it's going to be inbounded and thrown away. A bad effort on the inbound pass, and Corrine Cole, I think she was leaning one way and the ball was going the other way, and it went harmlessly out of play. BC back up the floor. Here comes Owen Dieters. Owen with a 3-point shot this afternoon. Stomps on the left side of the lane. Comes out on top. You've got Hattie in the game. And here's Brueggemann for three. Buries it. Riley Brueggemann hits the three. Coach Murillo calls a timeout as the Lady Ravens go back in front. Taking a first break of the ball game at 5:57 to go in the first. It's Benedictine 10. Lady Wildcats 8.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Back with it here in the Collins Center at 5:57 to go in the opening quarter. Baker, the crowd's still slow to come in. I was checking just prior to tip-off, 16 fans, but there are a handful more than that now. But there's still plenty of room if you're thinking about coming to the gym. You will not be turned away for lack of a chair. full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight, as I had indicated just a little bit ago. Let's see where I've got those tucked away here. So this evening, all of them 5:30 ball games, of course. You're going to have Culver Stockton at Central Methodist, Penn at Clark, Park is at Grandview, Graceland traveling to Mount Mercy, Missouri Baptist is at home with Missouri Valley, and Mid-America hosting William Woods. Coming out of the timeout, here comes Baker with a basketball, and they'll take it down the left side of the lane, rotate it back on top, where the open three is set sail and hit. And Baker is shooting the ball extremely well. That's going to be the second three for Kennedy. And Kennedy Bryan is having a hot start. Ravens trail 11-10. For the second time, they're behind by one. Long two-point shot up and good. Brueggemann with five. 12-11 Benedictine. 5:15 to play in the opening quarter. Baker loses the ball, but will get it into the forecourt. Coach Barilla races up near midcourt, throws her arms in the air, telling her team, okay, slow the thing down. Keep yourselves under control. Don't try to run with this team. The ball going to come out on top of Bryan. Swings it back over to the right side as she sets the screen for Tanya Tease. Now the ball's batted away. Brueggemann looking for it. She's tripped, knocked down to the floor, and there's going to be a Baker foul. Here's what was going to happen. Brueggemann had knocked it away. It was running around near the logo in center court. She was going to reach down, scoop that, and take it to the other end. And in lieu of that, Kareen Cole says, you know what, that just can't happen on my watch. So she trips her, and it'll be Kareen's first foul. Benedictine brings it in at midcourt. It's 12-11 Lady Ravens, 4:50 to go. First quarter. Hattie Gross out on top. There's Moser in the game. Also Grace Stinson into the Raven lineup. So Benedictine with two starters still out there. Riley Brueggemann and Michaela Bauman. Shot clock at five, at four, at three. The runner up and good. Brueggemann has seven. It's 14-11. Benedictine, 4:20 to go in quarter number one. Ravens on the road in Baldwin. Here's a set shot for three. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be slapped to the left side of bounds off Grace Dixon. Baker will go to the bench and out of the game. Dykeman and coming in. It's going to be Amaya Barnes. Amaya transferring in here out of Jackson State University. There are not a ton of players, and by that I mean fewer than half, who are not transfers from another institution here at Baker. Here's a shot up from the outside. No good. Rebounding to Benedictine. Up with it. Moser. Out on top to Brueggemann. 4 minutes to play. Opening quarter. Benedictine with a basketball. They'll lead at 14-11. Riley, give and go. Grace on the floor once, then travels with it. Apparently not on the floor quite quickly enough. Grace Dixon for Benedictine is coming to play that five again. Kelly Stork getting banged up a little bit up at Lamoni Saturday. Grace out of Manhattan, Kansas, a 6'1" senior for BC. Here's the feed across to the left block where the shot is horsed up and missed. And a rebound's going to be tipped out. Moser brings it down, gets it ahead of her to Brueggemann. Riley races down the right side, pulls up a running jump shot. It rattles home. Brueggemann with nine. It is 16-11, Benedictine. And we're at 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Baker going from right to left across your down into the forecourt with the sophomore out of Liberty, Missouri, transferring here from William Jewell. And the program has got one L, but I think William Jewell does use two. The pass down to the baseline is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball, and Nicole Stork comes back in. She's going to take out of the game Grace Dixon. So the players out there for Baker coming from Newman, Rogers State, William Jewell, Jackson State, and Guthrie High School in Guthrie, Oklahoma. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball, leading now by five. It is their largest lead. The feed comes out on top. Fitzgerald looks to the middle, looks to the middle. Nobody there, has to come out on top. Nicole steps up at a high post. Here's Moser, works to the baseline, feeds it, 16-footer, Stork, wide right, and rebound. Nicole's going to pick up her own board down to the baseline. Out on top, the three is launched and buried by Diana Moser. Moser picking up her first points of the game, and the Ravens have now exploded to a 19-11 lead. BC is on a 9-0 run. 2.5 to go, opening quarter. Driving into the lane, the shot is going to roll across the rim and fall in. It's good. Count the bucket for Brianna Blanchard. Blanchard's first point. And now BC's going to turn it over. Baker up the floor. They've got numbers. We'll break it to the rim. Drive and shoot. Don't hit it. But the rebound is going to be cleared away for the offense. The follow shot is going to be up, and a one-hander is good for Kareem Cole. Cole picking up her first points. And a couple of quick scores. It's 19-15. 2 minutes left, quarter one. Moser for another three. In and out, no. Rebound, Wildcat. So for Benedictine, it's one shot, and then back the other way. And now Baker's going to slow it down again. You've got Coach Murillo all the way to midcourt telling your team, slow down. Don't try to run here. The fade to the right side of the free throw line. Shot clock at 11. Here's a runner. It's across the rim. No. Rebounding it down, BC. Stork for the basketball gets it away. Here comes Dieters. Owen down the left side. Kicks it over to the corner. The give and go over to the right. All alone. Hattie goes through. It's too long. Rebound off the floor. Coming up with the basketball. Baker. Blanchard back the other way. She will back her way across midcourt as she'd lost the handle on it for a minute. BC set to bring Brueggemann back in. On the left side is going to be Tanya Tease. And we get a whistle and a stop of play. Brueggemann back into the game. Kayla Bauman is going to check back in. Baker is going to bring Dykeman and Bryan back in. Ravens are going to bring Grace back in. So these two coaches rotating in and out a whole lot of different players constantly with a different look. And for the Ravens, you're going to have Nicole Stork. She will probably move to the four, and Grace will go to the five for Benedictine with this alignment. And we're down to a minute to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the 19-15 lead. Baker with the basketball. Shot clock at 9. They'll slide to the left side. Try to go down the lane. Nothing there. Out on top. The 3 launched and hit. Another 3. Hit by Kennedy Bryant. It's her third first quarter 3-pointer. 19-18 Benedictine by 1. 20 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference from the deep left corner. 3 for Brueggemann. 12 opening quarter points for Riley Brueggemann, 22-18 BC. And now the Ravens coming up with a steal. The outlet down the court. Dieters gets knocked hard to the floor. Her teammates rush up and help her to her feet. She seemed to be fine. And she's coming to the free throw line, having been fouled on the play by Rihanna Blanchard. So Blanchard's first foul of the game. There have not been a lot of fouls really in this opening quarter. The Ravens picked up 3 very early and haven't picked up any since then. Brueggemann, or rather, Dieter's free throw is good. There are only 2 Baker fouls in this opening quarter, and we're down to 21 seconds left. So Owen will hit her first shot and her second. She's got 5, and the Ravens go back up at 24-18. And again, 21 seconds of play, opening quarter. Baker will look for the final shot. Down the left side with it, Amaya Barnes. Ravens are going to double up the basketball near the top. Tanya Tease feeds to the top. It gets stolen by Brueggemann. Brueggemann thieves the basketball. And then she gets run into in the backcourt. And so Rihanna Blanchard, just a frustration foul. She was thinking that we want that thing back and just dove in and made tons of contact. And for Blanchard, kind of a selfish play because the starting point guard for Baker picks up an unnecessary second opening quarter foul. So she will come out, and Benedictine's got 4 seconds to get off a shot. It comes into Dieters. She'll drive, lean, turn, shoot at the buzzer. It goes in! Dieters, the driving shot. The horn sounds, and we're at the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the court in Baldwin City, Kansas. Women's college basketball finds Benedictine leading Baker after 1, 26-18.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
In the Collins Center on the Baker University campus, college basketball this evening. The men's game coming up at 7:30-ish, depending on the duration of this ladies' game that we're enjoying right now. Benedictine leading after a quarter, 26-18, and being led by Riley Brugman. Riley's got to work on her shooting a little bit. She's only 5 of 6 so far. I mean, she missed one. Going to have a word with her about that. She is 2 of 2 from three-point range, and she's also got a couple of rebounds on the afternoon. Following her for Benedictine, 7 for Owen Dieters. Diana Moser, 3-2 each. Nicole and Kyla. For Baker, Kennedy Bryan leads the way. She has been outstanding. She has 3 three-pointers, 3 of 4 shooting the ball in the first quarter. Possession arrow. Wildcats, Baker's going to put it in. The second quarter's, it's underway. And the pass batted away by Dieters. She'll drive. Lean, shoot, it's blocked. Picked up by the Ravens. Nicole drives in with a bucket, draws a foul, and she's going to come to the line. The foul is on Baker. It'll be the first foul of the game for Tanya Tees. And a chance at a three-point play for Nicole. She will hit it. 29-18. Benedictine with its largest lead of the contest and 9:45 to play in the first half. BC up 11. And I think Baker's probably playing as well as they could possibly play right now. Beautiful backdoor pass. Nobody underneath the rim providing defense. Grace missed her assignment. And the bucket is going to be up and good for Mariah Deitman. First point to the ballgame, Deitman, 29-20. BC out on top. Dieters squares up, goes three, doesn't get it. Rebound, Nicole. Gives it to Brueggemann. Over to the right side, Bauman. Underneath the Grace. Back out on top to Owen from 15. Rebound. Grace is going to fight for the ball. Wrench it free. Get it to Dieters. In, up, gets it and one. What a play, Owen Dieters. The defense came in way too late. Owen had that thing on its way, picks up the foul, and a chance at a conventional three-point play for Owen Dieters. That'll be her ninth point of the ball game. It'll be the first foul of the evening for Deitman. And the free throw rims out no good. Rebound, Nicole, puts it up and in. Stork puts it up. It is now 33-20. Benedictine up 13. The BC pressure causing Baker a lot of problems, and now they're going to travel with the basketball as they were pinned up very near midcourt and trying to escape and get the offense going. They will turn it over, and the Ravens are going to have it in playing in the backcourt. Out on the floor right now for Benedictine, Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Dixon, and Stork. 8.5 to go in the opening half. Way out on top is Grace. Left side, Riley. Into the corner, Michaela. Underneath, Nicole. Grace. Riley. It's three. In and out. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Baker. Kareen Cole clears down the board, and Dieters flaps the upcourt pass into the crowd. Kyle Fitzgerald will rotate back in, and she'll take out Grace. Hey, Grace Dixon doing a nice job. No points in the ball game today, but she is filling a role that they need, every team needs someone to fill, and doing a really nice job, the senior out of Manhattan. The round to the left side, Baker with the basketball, the Benedictine defense just denying and denying, and now the ball inside, and they're going to say a Raven reaches in. Brueggemann says, I tied that thing up. The official says, no, Fitzgerald commits a foul. It'd be Kyla's second. So Kyla comes right back out of the game, and Hattie Gross comes in. Baker's going to run Gabby Rose back out there. And at 8:07 to go in the opening half, it'll be Baker basketball, but they trail by 13. The drive to the right side, nothing. The kick to the top. The defense is just airtight. They have to bring it back off on top. Dykeman slides to the right, goes off the screen. The Ravens shift back to the top. Shot clock at two. The shot is taken, missing badly. Rebound, Michaela Bauman. Ravens are going to run it. Here comes Bauman. She's trying to feed into the middle, and a defender got a hand on it, knocked it away. And back up the floor, it'll come. Cross-court pass, saved by Tanya Tease. Back over to the right side is going to be Dykeman. She'll go up for the baseline right and hit it. 4 points for Mariah Dykeman. 33-22. Baker cutting into the Raven lead at 7:20 to play in the first half. Way up top, Stein Brueggemann. Riley sidesteps the defense, says, I'll take that shot. It won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Nicole. A defender reaches in, ties her up. We get a jump ball call. Baker's going to get Barnes back in. Right now you can see the Coach Murillo is, they're seven deep, although now we're going to get an eighth player on the night as Nevaeh Leakes comes in. Nevaeh is a 6'1 freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. She went to a place with which I'm unfamiliar, University Academy. Here's a three for Hattie. Boom! Hattie Gross from outside, her first bucket of the game. 36-22. And another high watermark for the Lady Ravens, leading it now by 14. The long cross-court pass to the right block where the shot is off the window and missing. Offensive rebound, pulled down, put up, and put in. Dykeman, 6 points, all of them in the second quarter. 36-24, Lady Ravens. 6.5 to go in the half. Baker will stay with a player defense. Here's Bauman to Gross. Stork has it, gets punched in the chin, goes down like Frazier. She's climbing to her feet. Slowly. Now the officials, these are good officials. These officials are doing like an umpire. Sometimes something happens behind the plate and you take the little brush, you know, you brush off the plate and you check and make sure you've got enough baseballs on you and all this stuff, kind of delaying the game a little bit, letting everybody kind of gather themselves. Well, that's what they're doing now. They're out there chatting a little bit, and now the Ravens are just going to take Nicole out of the game, and we'll go back to play. The ball comes in, the turnaround shot, up and good. Give Brueggemann a couple of more. She's at 14. 38-24, and for the second time, Benedictine with a 14-point lead. As the ball comes into the forecourt, the Ravens are going to trap it. Double team of the basketball, and we'll have a foul on the far side. They got beyond the double team trap at the top. The pass down near the 28-foot mark, as the defender slides over to try to stop that play. There was some contact on the sideline, and for Benedictine, it'll be Grace picking up her first foul. As Dixon has come back into the game for Coach Folsom. 6:10 left. First half. Nice bounce pass to the block. Stumbling into the lane. The shot misses, and the Ravens are going to come down with a rebound. Benedictine and Owen Dieters up the floor. She'll go to Michaela. Over to Hattie. Back out on top. Brueggemann feeling it. Goes three too strong. Rebound tipped out. Gross coming down with the basketball. Feeds underneath to Grace. Back out on top, Brueggemann. Into the corner, Bauman. Back to Brueggemann. She's alone. She'll take that shot. It's too strong. And the rebound is going to be on the floor. Baker pulls it down, and we're going to get a foul called. The official comes over and says that for the Lady Ravens, the 5'8" sophomore from Frankfort, Kansas, Hattie Gross, picks up her first foul. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. 5.5 to go in the first half. 38-24, Benedictine. Lady Ravens having a good offensive game. That's a lot of points. Here's a three, launched and too strong. Rebound, Dixon. Grace will clear it away. Hand it over to Brueggemann and Riley. Trading hands, she comes up the floor, dribbles across the timeline and takes it down the right side. Goes to Hattie. She'll drive to the block, brings it out on top. Bauman for three. Rims off, no good. And a rebound underneath is on the floor, taken down by Mariah Dykeman. And then reach it in, trying to steal the ball away. Dieters. They'll both go to the floor. And when we have a foul on Dieters, the officials are talking about what's going to be the call here. There is no foul called. They're going to call it a jump ball possession, Wildcats. And now BC is going to change the personnel a little bit, and they're going to go to some really full court pressure on this backcourt inbound. 5 minutes to go in the half. Baker having trouble getting it across midcourt. They'll finally get it down the left side. Keys will have it. Halfway between the midcourt line and the top of the key. Keys, the 5'9 senior from Rogers State. Puts up a long shot that misses. Bergman coming down with a rebound to the baseline right. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Slows it down a little bit, lets her team precede her into the forecourt. Drives all the way down to the baseline, keeps her dribble alive, backs away into the corner, and around the left side, stops it on the wing. Goes underneath to Dixon. On the floor, once, twice, no room. Comes back. Bergman will step inside. Keeps the dribble alive, backs it away. Shot clock goes to 10. Bergman dribbles it off on top. Looking for a screen from Grace. Takes it, shoots it, and rolls around, doesn't get it. Offensive board underneath. Hattie from below the goal. Can't get it to fall. Rebounding back down is going to be Baker and Amaya Barnes. No. Amaya Leakes. Leakes coming down with the basketball. The 6'1 freshman. Spinning shot from the left side. No good. Grace rebounds it. And the Ravens are going to come back the other way with 4 minutes to go in the half. This is nonstop action. Feet underneath. Reverse layup. Doesn't go down for Michaela. Baker back up the floor. Now these teams just going, just running from one end to the other. Firing up a shot, turning around and going back the other way. 3:50 to go in the half. Lady Ravens leading at 38-24 on the road here this evening. Benedictine, first by, tied at first in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So when you look at the poll that seems to matter, the new poll, Lady Ravens in first spot. Here's a driving shot down the right side, and the layup is going to be up and good. That is Gabby Rose picking up her first point of the second quarter, her seventh point today. 38-26, Benedictine. 3:20 to go in the half. And the Lady Raven scoring has slowed down a little bit until that play is a shot from underneath by Michaela. It's something good in plus one. Michaela Bauman collecting her first point of the ball game. And before the free throw, we're going to get a Baker timeout. Let's do it, Joseph, at 3:10 to go in the first half of the ladies' game. All Benedictine, Lady Ravens 40, Wildcats 26.
We're today's Hit Country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's Hit Country, Hot Country 93.7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Minutes and 10 seconds ago in the first half of the ladies' game. Benedictine leading at 40-26. As the teams leave their respective benches, Benedictine is going to have a chance to add one more as it'll be Michaela Bauman coming to the free throw line for a shot. On the floor for Coach Folsom, left side of the lane is going to be Nicole Stork, right side Hattie Gross. In the backcourt, it'll be Rhonda Brueggemann and Diana Moser. And again, Michaela Bauman is going to be at the free throw line. Michaela, the 5'8 senior from Blair, Nebraska. Her free throw does not go in, and a rebound cleared away by the Wildcats. Baker into the forecourt. 3 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine by 14. It'll be the third time BC's had a 14-point lead. Here's a baseline jumper, left side, no. Rebound, Ravens. Two Baker players collide at midcourt. One tumbles to the ground, and the Ravens are going to go coast-to-coast, miss the driving layup. And the board is going to be pulled back down. Here comes Gabby Rose. She'll bring it the lead to the floor. Kick it over to the right side, spinning into the lane. The shot is going to be blocked down, and the Ravens coming up with some defense. And now we got pushing and shoving and borderline punches in the backcourt. Wow. Stork comes down with the ball. And to the chagrin of Kareen Cole. Kareen goes back to the other end of the floor. And doesn't look like a happy camper out there. Ravens are going to bring Hattie Gross out of the game. And checking in for the Lady Ravens for the first time today is going to be Lily Martin. Lily, 5'6" freshman. She's out of Bishop Carroll. First free throw for Nicole is up and good. 41-26. This is the largest lead of the game. Second free throw is up, and it is not good. Benedictine by 15 at 2.5 to go in the half. Wildcats up the floor. They would love to cut that lead before intermission. Little swing over to the left side to Gabby Rose. She is one of two players on this team who's had something of a hot hand. She'll go into the lane. Her shot is up and missing, and a rebound is rolling around, and somehow Baker's going to save it down at the baseline. Two defenders are going to surround the basketball, and we're going to get a foul call, I think, on Michaela. So Bauman collects her first foul, and it'll be for the Lady Ravens, team foul 4 of the second quarter. Baker's going to bring Tanya Tease back into the game, and Tavia Leakes will exit. 2:06 to go in the half. The ball comes in. It's a little give and go, and the crossover layup from the left side is going to be up and good. A nice play underneath for the Wildcats. And Benedictine on the other end, a quick response by Nicole Stork. 43-28. Back up with it, Baker. 1.5 to go in the first half. And still Benedictine going to stay with that player defense. It suited them well. They match up extremely well against this team. Now there's the switch off the screen. The shot from the top will miss. And a rebound is going to be caught on the fly. Pulling it down for Benedictine is going to be Lily. Gets it out on top. And she'll go for 3, buries it. How about that? Lily Martin knocks down a 3-point shot. 46-28 Benedictine. 1:03 to go, first half. Quickly back over to the right side to Wildcats, way out on the far sideline, mid four court. The ball batted away, reaching around. They're going to call Lily for the foul. She thought she clicked that thing off there cleanly, but the official from the baseline begs to disagree, and his is the opinion that matters. It'll be Lily's first foul. It will also be team foul 5 for Benedictine, which will put Kennedy Bryant at the free throw line, and she will promptly hit her first free throw. And after a blistering hot start to the game, Kennedy Bryant hitting 3 threes in the opening quarter. She has not scored until that free throw, but she will hit both of her shots. She's at 11 points. 46-30. Benedictine with 52 seconds left in the first half. Walking it up, it's Owen Dieter. Owen swings it over to the right side, working in front of the Baker bench. Kicks it over to the right, and Stork brings the ball way down low, and the defender reaches in and ties her up. So Tanya Tease gets her tied up. Possession error, Benedictine on the jump ball. BC will bring it back in from the baseline. Dieters drops it through for 3. Owen Dieters has a dozen. 49-30. The largest lead of the game for Benedictine. 1:30 to go in the half. Shot clock, game clock separated by about 6 or 7 seconds. Wildcats backing it away. Play off the screen. Dieters chasing Keys. Now the feed to the middle. Stolen away by Owen. Shot clock's off. Benedictine going to go for the final shot of the half. 9 seconds. 8. She's just going to launch it. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Baker with 3. Into the forecourt with 2. The running shot lands, I don't know, somewhere around Amelison Stadium. And it's not good, and we're going to get a timeout. The first half in the books in the ladies' game, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. Teams are coming off the floor, going to the locker room in a women's game. It's Benedictine 49, Baker 30.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Out of dance came out here entertaining the handfuls of fans at the contest here this evening. Teams have headed to the locker room, and the Benedictine Lady Ravens have had a good half of basketball. 49 first half points. Okay, you're not on a 100 point pace, all right? But you're pretty close. And for Benedictine, the first half has been outstanding. For the Wildcats, an 11 point half by Kennedy Bryan leads the way. You've got Maria Dykeman with 8-7 in the game for Gabby Rose, and then it falls to Rihanna Blanchard and Corrine Cole, each with 2 for Benedictine. Double figure scoring for 3 players. Ronnie Brueggemann with 14. Owen Dieters with 12 and 10 for Nicole. You've got 3 apiece for Lily Martin, Maddie Gross, and Diana Moser. And with 2 tonight, Michaela Bauman and Kyla Fitzgerald. Looking at some of the numbers, Benedictine shooting well. 19 of 40, 47.5%. 7 of 18 from outside, and 4 of 7 at the free throw line for Baker. 11 of 29, hitting 37% from the floor. But again, the Ravens with 11 more shots on goal. 3-point shots, Baker, 4 of 11, and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Wildcats have turned it over 9 times to Benedictine's 3. Ravens about rebounded Baker 22-20, and it has been a very solid first half for the Lady Ravens. So, again, just kind of seeing how things are going. Brueggemann with those 14 points, 3 rebounds. Nicole Stork is almost at a double-double already, 10 points and 8 boards. Guys, teams are coming out of the board. Don't forget, we will have the men's game coming up after this one with an approximate 7:30 tip-off. Here on Kit Radio, we're excited to bring you that game also as the conference race is coming down into the home stretch. After tonight, 3 games remain in the regular season. Well, that all said, we're going to take a bit of a breather. We'll be back second half of the ladies' game coming up and then the guys. But right now, with the halftime score here in Baldwin City, Kansas, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 49, Baker 30. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Kit Radio Sports Studio. He's got another fantastic February halftime.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. And it's where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Immediately following Sports Look, we'll have, of course, the High School Coaches Insight Show, where we'll talk to the coaches of ACCHS, Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, and JCN. That is done by Brandon Tadman. Tune in immediately following the scoreboard show on Thursday night. Friday night brings us back to Tom being on the road. He's going to be out in Effingham, Kansas, as ACCHS will be playing host to Pleasant Ridge. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. The following Saturday finds Tom up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as the Benedictine Ravens will be facing off against Mount Mercy. That's a high noon tip-off this Saturday, as the ladies will be taking to the court at noon. The men will take to the court at 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have some halftime scores to report. It's Central Methodist trailing Culver Stockton by 2 points at the half. Culver Stockton sitting at 27, Central Methodist 25. William Penn is leading Clark by 1 point, with William Penn sitting at 29 to Clark's 28 at the half. In the Park Grandview game, it is currently Park on top, 37 to Grandview's 33. Graceland is trailing Mount Mercy, with Mount Mercy at 47 to Graceland's 28. In the Missouri Valley Missouri Baptist contest, Missouri Valley's on top, 32 to 21. William Woods is trailing Mid-American Nazarene by 7 to 31. Mid-American Nazarene is sitting at 31 at the half. William Woods, 7. And in this game, we've got Benedictine, 49 to Baker, 30. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Lows dip down to about 30 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We're currently at 45 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 36%. It gives us a feels-like temperature of 45 out there. The dew point is 19 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.26 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Kansas is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Thanks very much, and thanks, Joseph. Taking care of us all at halftime as the ball comes in to begin the second half. It'll belong to the Wildcats, and quickly they'll lose it out of bounds. It'll be off Benedict, and Baker will have it in once again. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. He's the guy that did all that halftime stuff and took care of us. Thank you very much. Tom Kautz with you here at the Collins Center on the Baker University campus. We go to the second half. It is a 49-30 lead for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Here's a shot for Baker. It's from the top. It's for three, and it is good. So right out of the gate, Kennedy Bryan should begin the second half like she began the first, hitting a three-point shot. That will be her 14th point of the evening. Ravens are going to have the defense doubling up the basketball. Dieters will sidestep a defender. She'll go into the lane, get knocked to the floor. No foul called. Their offensive rebound put back up and in by Nicole Stork. It'll be 12 points for Nicole, and it is 51-33, Benedictine. We are a minute into the third quarter. Baker with the basketball way up topside. Dykeman has it. Between the circles to Bryan. Kennedy Bryan has been a real bright spot for this team. Talking to some of the folks here at Baker, here's a little runner into the lane, and Bryan hits another two. 51-35. Baker preparing to hit a little turnover and personnel on the ladies' team a couple of weeks before the season. Some players, I think, upon whom they had counted, ultimately not playing, and that's not helped their season. Here's a runner from the baseline right, up and good for Riley Brueggemann, and she's got 16. 53-35 BC. 8:19 and rolling along in the third quarter. Baker has it over there. Tees will lose the ball, and Nicole is thrown to the ground. She will get banged around and fight through the contact as much as any player you're ever going to find. The foul is going to be on Dykeman. It'll be her second foul. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And at 8:11 to go in the third quarter, Lady Ravens will inbound it from deep in the backcourt for Benedictine. Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters, Kyla Fitzgerald, Michaela Bauman, and Nicole Stork. For Baker, Brianna Blanchard and Kennedy Bryant, Gabby Rose, Mariah Dykeman, and Kareen Cole. And now the ball is going to be knocked away from the Ravens and picked up by Baker. Here comes Rose. All alone, lays it up and in. 9 points, Gabby Rose. 53-37. Dieters will walk it up the court. Skips it over to the right side. Nicole above the ring. Gets it to Kyla. Goes to the right side. Michaela's three won't fall. Rebound Baker. Racing into the forecourt. Going to be teased. Back over to the right to Blanchard. She'll head for the lane. Lose the handles. Picked up by Dieters. Owen coming up the floor. Skip pass over to the right side, driving in, crossing over, laying it up and in. What a nice play by Michaela Bauman. She's got four. 55-37. BC. 7 minutes to go in the third. That was a really pretty transition for BC. And as Dieters was driving it down the floor, a bounce pass through the defenders on the run across the lane. Absolutely outstanding. Lady Ravens leading it now by 18. They have led by as many as 19 in the game. Here's a driving shot to the right side. You heard the buzzer go off. It doesn't go in right at the shot clock. And Benedictine with a defensive rebound. Back up the floor. Skip pass. Cross court it goes. Michaela thinking about the outside shot. Instead will bounce it to the block. Back and in. Feeding across. Jump shot. Baseline left is short. Offensive board. Funneled up and missed. And on the rebound, Stork picks up the foul. Nicole picking up her second foul of the ball game for Benedictine. It'll be team foul two. And we're going to get a timeout. Yes. Ravens taking a break. So shall we. What do you say? 6:20 to go in the third quarter. We're in Baldwin City. We're to Benedictine Lady Ravens 55, Baker 37.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
At 6:20 to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Ravens leading at 55-37, we welcome you back into Baldwin City. The crowd continuing to file in, not pouring in, not racing in, but slowly making their way through the turnstiles. Guys, game still on tap. It'll be coming up an hour from now. At least that's the scheduled start at 7:30. Benedictine coming off the bench first. And they're going to have Kyla Fitzgerald and Diana Moser. You're going to have Hattie Gross, Owen Dieters, and Grace Dixon. Here we go. The ball in play in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to press this thing all the way up the floor defensively, putting a little pressure on. Keys with the ball across the timeline. Here's a long three from the left. That is air ball short. And the ball tipped out. Owen will come down with it. Gets run into, knocked to the floor by Kennedy Bryan. Bryan will have her first foul of the game. One foul to go with 16 points. That's a pretty good trade. 6 minutes to play. Back up with it. Here's Benedictine. Baker will stay with the player defense. The Ravens run a little motion. Back around to the left side. Fitzgerald feeds underneath the Grace. She will turn, shoot it out the window. A pretty shot. And a first point to the ball game for Grace Dixon. 57-37. Ravens up 20. It is their largest lead of the game at 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Baker will take it the other way. Cheese will have it on the right side. Now back it away. Comes out on top. Here, Bryan with it. Back out to Tanya. To the right side to Blanchard. She's had the hot hand for this team. To Gabby Rose. And right now, Baker's not even tempting anything on the inside. Here's a shot up. Missing. Rebound, Baker. Followed up. Missing. Rebound, Benedictine. Moser coming up with the basketball, and here come the Ravens. Moser will run up the floor, skip it to the left side. All alone, Hattie for three, doesn't get it. Long rebound, Dieters. And Owen gets pushed and shoved, no foul called. Aggressive defense by Baker now. Dieters lobs it out on top. Hattie will sidestep a defender, go into the lane, shoot from the block, doesn't hit it, and it's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine with 6 seconds on the shot clock. 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Dieters will inbound it. Gross, Dieters, Fitzgerald, Moser, and Dixon. The Benedictine five. Ravens will feed it over to the right side. Owen goes three. Won't get it to fall. And the rebound pulled down by the Wildcats. Here comes Tanya Tease. It's knocked out of her hands by Dieters. She'll go back and recover it. Gets it over to Gabby Rose and Baker on offense. 4.5 minutes to go. From the top, it's a three. Launched and missed. The rebound, Ravens. Dixon clears it away. Moser clears it up the floor. And her skip pass nearly stolen. Saved by Dieters. Owen attacks the bucket. Running shot. It's up. It's in. Are we getting it? Or are we calling an offensive foul? Wave off the bucket. Dieters getting called for the offensive foul. That's got Coach Bowles about it on the floor questioning what was going on with that call. Owen's first foul. So they will wipe off the bucket, and we are going to get a timeout. Taking a break at the 4:12 mark. We're in the third quarter in Baldwin City. Ravens by 20. Benedictine 57. Baker 37.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Minutes and 12 seconds ago in the third quarter of the ladies' game. Benedictine by 20. Full slate of games going on around the conference this evening. We'll get you scores from those as we draw closer to the conclusion of them. For Chad Folsom and Benedictine coming out of the court, Ronnie Brueggemann is going to be back at a game. Diana Moser's out there with Michaela Bauman, Hattie Gross, and Grace Dixon going to be in at the five. Grace with a couple of points. Moser, three. Fitzgerald, two. And Hattie Gross with three. But for Benedictine, Brueggemann, 16 points, leads the way. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter as the Wildcats run their offense. Benedictine giving him nothing easy. Here's a backdoor pass. The falling away shot is going to be high off the glass and good. Nicely done for Baker by Mariah Dykeman, and she's in double figures with 10. 57-39. BC out on top. Brueggemann, little head fake, doesn't lose her defender. Comes back over to the right side to Moser. Nice screen set. Moser goes three. It is going to be short, and a rebound tipped out Michaela. Bauman feeds to Grace. She'll back in. Turn. Shoot. What a play. Grace Dixon. Let me tell you a little something. Okay, not that you hear what I think, but Grace Dixon getting more playing time. A couple of players banged up, so she's getting more and more PT. And you know what? Getting better and better. That was a play that I'm going to say that she didn't make a month ago. She squared up. She bodied up on her defender. Put that shot off the window, and it was absolutely buried. And speaking of buried, here's a three-point shot. Going to be buried from the outside by the Wildcats, Amaya Barnes. Barnes coming into the game for the first time. It is 59-42, Lady Ravens. 2:45 to go. Brueggemann will go three. Rolls off the right side. Baker clears it down. BC may have cooled off just a little bit shooting the basketball, but still with a 17-point lead and 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Wildcats going to back it away a little bit. Coming to the top of the key. Slide around to the right side. Off the block. Underhand layup is going to be off the window and good. That was a good, quick move. And a first bucket of the ballgame. Can you believe it for Tanya Tees? She's been out there as much or more than any player for either team. And a 5'9 senior from Tulsa out of Rogers State gets her first point of the game. 18-foot jump shot. Won't go for Brueggemann. And the Lady Ravens have genuinely cooled off shooting the ball as we go inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jump shot up and missing. And an offensive rebound for the Wildcats. Baker will dribble it out to the top. Gets it up high to Gabby. And Rose will slow it down back all the way out. Heels in the center circle. Left foot, a blue sneaker. Right foot, an orange. She will drive and shoot and miss the shot. But they will wave off the shot and say that prior to a foul is going to be called on Grace Dixon. It'll be a couple of fouls for Grace. It'll be three fouls for Benedictine in the quarter. And Ravens are going to make one, two, now three substitutions and changes in the lineup. Let's go out and see who we have out here. You've got Nicole, Michaela, Owen, Riley, and Kyla. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. The feed will come in the middle, and reaching in Teeters is going to be called for a foul as she tried to slap it away from Tanya Tees. It'll be a couple of fouls now for Owen, and Benedictine team foul four here in the third. Gabby Rose is going to come back in. She will take out Mariah Dykeman. Baker will bring it in. Work baseline. Come out on top to Kareen Cole. Back to the right side of the lane. And twisting, turning, throwing one up. It rolls across the back of the rim. It's Going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball. Good hustle underneath by Nicole Stork, and the Ravens are going to maintain control of the basketball with a minute 23 to go in the third. They lead by now only 15, having led by as many as 20 just a few minutes ago. 59-44 BC. Here's Nicole. Crosses over underneath and loses the handle on it. It's going to go out of bounds off Stork, and the Ravens will turn it over. A minute 13 to go in the third. Third quarter's been a good one for Baker. They've outscored the Lady Ravens, what, 13-10 in this quarter? 14-10. The feed across, and 16-10. A quick runner is up and in for Cole. It is 59-46. Baker's gotten themselves right back in this thing. A low-scoring, kind of icy quarter for BC. Here's the feed underneath, and a Stork goes up with a shot. We'll get a foul called. You got a student section across the way who must have gotten them. That is the cafeteria. Has gotten them all fed, so now they've set them over here. And they've shown up, and got to love it when the students show. There's going to be some racket. With any luck, maybe a few antics. Well, a foul right there is going to be called on Baker. Nicole Stork's first free throw is up and good, and for Tanya Tease, it'll be foul number two. For Nicole, it'll be point number 13. One more shot, and perfect. 61-46 BC. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Guys, game still on tap. The ball stolen by Dieters on the upcourt pass. Owen, into the lane, falling away. Goes in, goes up, gets knocked to the floor. Call it a blocking foul. She's coming to the line. The whistle is going to be on Tanya T. Suddenly she will have committed her third foul of the game. And back to the line, Benedictine, and here is Owen Dieters. Owen is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 12 points, all of them in the first half. And that free throw will be her 13th point of the game. One more shot coming up for Benedictine's Owen Dieters. This one rolls away, no good. Rebound underneath, and Nicole will secure it. Lady Ravens maintain possession. Bergman will drive, dish, the shot misses by Stork. And she picked up a foul, and she knew it. So Nicole misses the shot that she probably should have hit, and she knew that. And a little frustration picks up what will be her third foul of the game. And that is going to take us on the long, slow, painful walk to the other end of the floor where now in the bonus, Baker is going to be coming to the free throw line. 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Wildcats step it up there, trailing by 16, and the first shot, it's right in there for Kennedy Bryan. Kennedy, how about this? A lot of chair-listing area fans are going to know where she's out of. Hoyt, Kansas, Royal Valley High School. Bryan will hit both free throws. It is 62-48, with 22 seconds left in the third. Final position for Benedictine, very likely here in the third quarter. Out on top, it's going to be Dieters. Fitzgerald back over to the right side. Bauman to Brueggemann. 8 seconds on the clock. Brueggemann to the left side with 6. Goes side to side with 5. Cuts into the lane. Puts up a runner. It's off the mark. And a rebound is on the floor. Short courses it up into buzzer. It will not go in. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout of the court. Baker trying to battle back. We go to the fourth quarter in Baldwin City. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 62. Baker 48.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thank you. Well, Benedictine has put a lot of players in the scoring column tonight, as they've got, 9 who have scored, led by Riley Brueggemann with 16, and Nicole Stork hunted her heels 14 and 13 for Owen Jeters. For Baker, Kennedy Bryan leads her team, leads all scorers with 18 tonight for the Lady Wildcats. However, Benedictine enjoys a 14-point lead after the third quarter, 62-48. And we welcome you back here to the Collins Center on the Baker University campus in Baldwin City. Joseph producing an engineering at a K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and Lady Ravens are going to have it in to begin the fourth quarter. We're back underway. Benedictine coming into the game today, 19-5, 15-1 in the conference. They are tied with Mid-America for first place. Here's a three-point shot. Bergman rims out. No good. Rebound pulled away. Baker taking it the other way. It's going to be Dankman. Down the floor, goes all the way to the elbow and brings it out on top. After tonight, three games remain. Ravens on the road Saturday at Mount Mercy, at home with Park a week from tonight, and the final game of the year a week from Saturday at Mid-America, where very likely two teams tied for first will be battling it out for the conference championship in the regular season. Here's a drive down to the baseline. The ball's going to be mishandled and lost out of bounds. Ravens will have it in at the baseline with 9:20 to go in the game. 62-48, Benedictine. And we brought in by Kyla. Here comes Owen Dieters into the forecourt. Little right-hand dribble stops way up high between a couple of the circles. Kicks it over to Michaela. Bauman, one-hand push pass, comes out on top to Brueggemann. She will drive into the lane. Little left-handed runner missing. Rebounding it down to Stork. Brings it back to Michaela. From 15, it's good. 4 points in the game for Michaela Bauman. It is 64-48, Lady Ravens. 8:45 to go. The third quarter saw Baker gain some ground, outscoring Benedictine 18-13. And now BC coming up with a steal. Dieters takes the basketball. Over to the right. Bauman three. Gets it. She is good from that corner. And that will be 5 and a quarter, 7 in the game for Michaela. 67-48, Lady Ravens. Back up 19-20. Has been their largest lead here tonight. 8:18 to play. From the right corner, deep, the shot missing, and a rebound, Brueggemann. Riley brings it up, glides in front of the scorer's table down the left side of the floor. Long shot over to the right side, baseline three, buried by Dieters, and the Ravens on a run. Coach Murillo says, we got to stop this momentum, and we're going to get a Baker timeout. Let's do it with 7:59 to go in this women's college basketball game. It's Benedictine 70, Baker 48.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Basketball coming up on Key Radio here in a little over half an hour. At about 7:30 is the anticipated tip-off for the Benedictine men's game here at Baker. Second half of our hoops doubleheader from Baldwin City tonight. Coming out on the court for the Wildcats. Just running through the numbers out here. We are going to have Myra Barnes out there with Kareen Cole. And then it's going to be Kennedy Bryan, Tanya Tees, Gabby Rose. So there's a 5 out of 4 for Coach Murillo. And here's a quick three. Launched, hits the front of the rim, carried away. Rebounding it back down Baker. And as the follow shot goes up, we're going to have Grace Dixon picking up a foul. For Grace, it'll be her third. For Benedictine, it is their first of the fourth quarter. Baker has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. And Tanya Tees will come to the free throw line, hitting her first shot. She will trim the Benedictine lead to 21. One more shot. It's now 70-50. So Tanya gets her fourth points of the game, and the Tulsa native helps her team cut that Raven gap to 70-50. Benedictine out front. Here's Bergman. Riley out on top. Dieter squares up. Three-point shot. Nope. Rebounded by Grace. Comes out on top to Brueggemann. Shakes her defender. Goes from 14. Puts it in. Riley at 18. 72-50. 7:17 left. Ravens double up the basketball again as it gets across midcourt. Here's a bit of a reverse layup, but the defender got a hand on it. Kind of deflected it a little bit, but the missed shot will be lost out of bounds off the Ravens. Baker has it in at their offensive end with 7:08 to go. Putting it in play for Baker is going to be Kennedy Bryan. So Kennedy looking, comes out on top to Gabby. 7 minutes to play. Rose drives left, puts a shot up, does not hit the bucket, but is successful in drawing a foul. The whistle is going to be on Owen Dieters. It'll be her third foul of the game and the Ravens' second fourth quarter foul. BC is going to get Diana Moser back into the game for Owen. And at 6:58 to play, free throws coming up for the Wildcats, and Gabby Rose, who is 2 of 2 at the line, has 9 points today, and this one is good. So she will collect her 10th point. And again, Baker is back to within 21. And now within 20. So all of Baker's fourth quarter points, and we are over 3 minutes in, have come at the free throw line where they are 4 of 4. 72-52 Benedictine. 6:57 remaining. BC will go back door. Beautiful outlet pass, and there was no question that Kyla Fitzgerald saw that opening, telegraphed where she was at, over to the wing, and Ravens got her that ball. Kyla finished it with a nice bucket, and as the ball gets into the forecourt for Baker, we're going to get a Wildcat timeout. Timeout on the floor here with 6:41 to play in the ladies' game. It's all Benedictine. Lady Ravens 74, Baker 52.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Baker puts the ball in play as we come back to action. Welcome back to Baldwin City. 3-point shot for the Wildcats. Nope. Rebound. Tipped around. Could be saved in, but no, they'll say as she got the ball and threw it back into the floor. Dykeman was on the baseline, and the Ravens are going to have it in play. Now, Baker's going to press a little bit. They're going to try to maybe pick up a few offensive possessions, trailing by 22. They're going to need them with 6:15 to play. Ravens out on top, squaring up, going three. No. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be chased down to the corner with the Wildcats. Kennedy Bryant coming down with the basketball, and Tanya Tees will fly up the floor, kicks it over to the right side where the three is launched and missed. And rebound is going to be pulled back down by Baker. Inside 6 minutes to play in the game. The feed to the top, the swing to the right. Dighton goes three, missed it. Rebound, Ravens and Kyla Fitzgerald. Kyla out of Central Coast of Australia. Benedictine looks to the middle. Ravens are going to be, I suspect, very patient with 5.5 minutes to go, leading up by 22. There's no reason for them to be in any rush at all. Here's a 17-foot jumper. Give her two more. Riley Brueggemann has 20. 76-52. Lady Ravens now with their largest lead of the game. We're 5:15 left. BC by 24. Here's a three from the other end that misses. Rebounded off the floor by Michaela. Bauman to Brueggemann. Ravens up with it. Brueggemann wants to go that three, but doesn't. Feeds out on top. Michaela will go three. Rims off, no. And back up, it will come Baker and trying to steal it away, knowing that she'd probably not done the right thing. Kyla Fitzgerald picks up a foul. There's a bit of a sheepish look as the ball is going to be put in play by Baker, and we're going to get a few substitutions for both of these teams. Seeing who the Ravens are going to have an interesting group out there with Grace Dixon and Nicole Stork, Owen Dieters, Diana Moser, and Hattie Gross. The ball batted away, and Ravens are going to save it. Good hustle by Hattie. Here comes Owen up the floor. A little TVL connection. Oh, you got to love it. The ball bounced into the middle. It's going to be kicked away by Rihanna Blanchard, and Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive end. Coach Murillo is going to make a couple of substitutions, and hang on a second. We will reset a Baker five here in a moment. Right now, though, BC will inbound it to the top of the key, and Grace will take it. They'll go back door over to the left side. Moser stops at the elbow, looks underneath. Nicole turns, rotates, shoots, and misses. Rebound, Wildcats, and Navaya Leakes, the 6'1 freshman. Navaya Leakes and Lydia Cobbler is in the game. I asked them before the game, is that Cobber? They're like, Cobbler, like a guy who fixes shoes. I said, oh, you mean like a pie? See, you got to have the things you relate to. Here's a shot by Kylie Heinen out of Ozaukee, Kansas, a 5'4 freshman. The shot for Benedictine is up and off the mark. And we will have a Raven turnover. So Heinen hits the bucket. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Yeah. Coach probably working on his lineup a little bit. Let's do it. With inside 4 minutes to go in the ladies' game, timeout on the floor. Benedictine 76, Baker 54.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Oh, coming out of the timeout, Ravens have the ball. BC's made a handful of adjustments to the lineup. Owen Dieters has it, backs away. Playing topside with her out of Valley Heights High School in Blue Rapids, Kansas. You got Maggie Torber, the 5'8 sophomore. Dieters off the window and good for two. Owen with 18 points now, 78-54. 3:26 to go. Back out topside with it. Wildcats will start left. Dump it into the corner for the baseline rainbow. Oh, pretty shot from deep in the far left side. It will be up and good for Baker, and Heinen hits her second bucket. She's got five. 78-57. Benedictine back over to the right side. It's going to be Maggie. She'll cut left, go to the free throw line. Behind her to Owen. Pulls back, goes up, hits a three. Owen Dieters. 80-57. 2 minutes and 40 to go. Baseline three. No. Rebound. Raven. Here comes Benedictine. Gross with Torber, Dixon, Stork, and Dieters. There's your BC five. 2:22 to go in the game. Lady Ravens just working it around topside, let some time melt off that shot clock. It's now at 10. They'll get serious. Speed underneath. The shot by Stork misses. She'll get her own rebound. Bring it back out on top to Torber. 2 minutes to play. Shot clock back to 10 once again. Hattie feeds underneath, and Grace, that is her spot. About a step outside the block. She will turn. Right-handed shot from the left side. Takes it off about off the top left corner of the square, and it just caroms hard right into the bottom of the net. Two more with that shot for Benedictine and Grace Dixon. We're going to get a little timeout, but we're going to keep it here, Joseph, just enough for the Ravens to rotate some players. It is 83-57 and a minute 50 to go. Out on top with it for Baker. Oh, wait, the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here they come, driving down. The running shot won't fall. Offensive rebound. Lilly had a look at it on the fast break, but it wouldn't quite fall. The freshman out of Bishop Carroll. Back over to the left side is going to be Grace. To the right side, Hattie. Out on top. Here's a three. Rolls away. No. Rebound Baker with a minute 20 to go. This will be the 20th win of the year for the Lady Ravens. Here's a shot up missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Lily Martin up the floor. Kicks it out on top to Torber. Maggie dribbles with the right hand, indicates the offensive play with the left. Top side now to Hattie. Gross gets it out on top to Michaela. Inside a minute. The drive right. The runner hits the side of the backboard. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Baker. Leakes will come up with a basketball. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. The drive into the lane. No room. The pass to the top. The long range three. Very short. Ravens are going to board it down. 40 seconds left. And again, Coach Folsom on his feet, hands in the air, telling his team, slow it down, ladies. There is no hurry here with that. Now a half a minute to go. BC's going to go a little motion, roll it from side to side. Torber with it on top, backs away 20 seconds left. 9, 8, 7 on the shot clock. Hattie Gross pulls up, left side, good. Hattie gets a couple of points. Give her 5 on a night. 85-57. And Baker, 10 seconds left. Surely somebody's going to take a shot, right? 3 seconds left. Now they'll feed in the middle of the post. She doesn't know how much time's on the clock and stands there and holds the ball as the game ends. Final score tonight. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 85. Baker, 57. We'll be back here in the Collins Center to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online. Only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Yeah.
Back with you here in Collins Center on the Baker University campus, where the ladies' game is in the book, and the men's team. Both teams have come out on the court now, and they're warming up and getting ready to go with game two of our basketball, college basketball doubleheader tonight, and it's going to be coming up, and it will be. Joseph, I'm going to give you the heads up. It will be precisely beginning at 7:30. Let's recap the scoring in this contest. What do you say? We'll scroll this thing up, and wow, first of all, for Baker, really nice game for Kennedy Bryan. She ends up with 16 points tonight. Gabby Rose right behind her with 15, and Mariah Dykeman in double figures with 10. It'll drop then to 5 for Kylie Heinen, and kind of hit those 5 points in the last, few minutes of the fourth quarter coming in off the bench, so she gave him a little offensive spark. 4 points tonight for Kareen Cole. Amira Barnes with 3, 2 apiece for Rihanna Blanchard and Tanya Tees. For Benediction, it was back and forth. It was nip and tuck. And when it was ended, Owen Dieters is your high scorer with 21. Riley Bruggeman with 20. Nicole Stork had 14. Michaela Bauman, 9 in the game. It was a half a dozen tonight for Grace Dixon. And look at Grace's numbers. We'll talk to Coach about this. And, again, I mentioned during the broadcast, I think Grace has really gotten better. Even as a senior, she is improving. And 3 of 3 from the floor tonight. 5 points tonight for Hattie Gross. It was kind of Fitzgerald with 4 and 3 each for both Lily Martin and Diana Mosier, each one of them hitting a 3-point shot. Nicole Stork, not only a double-double, but an impressive one because it was a match game for her. 14 points, 14 rebounds for Nicole Stork tonight as the Benedictine Lady Ravens notch their 20th win of the season. They go to 20-5, and they are now 16-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference for the Lady Ravens and the guys, for that matter. Up next, a long road trip, Cedar Rapids Saturday. Soon for the ladies, Jupiter guys, Benedictine is going to be at Mount Mercy. Men's teams are out of the court warming up. Don't go far. Between these games, we hope to get an opportunity to visit with Lady Raven head coach Chad Folsom. And then, of course, we'll be back to 7:30 tip-off, men's college basketball, as Heart of America Athletic Conference Hoops continues on care this evening. Final score once more in the ladies' game. Benedictine 85, Baker 57. We'll return here to the Collins Center shortly, but in the meantime, we're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, take it away, my friend. Hey, we're back. Good to hear the Collins Center. Can you hear nothing, Coach? Well, hold on. We got to turn that up.
There we go.
Did that do it?
Now we're good.
It's all these buttons and dials. It's very complicated stuff. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, joins us. Coach, congratulations, man. 20th win of the year. That was a good one.
That was a good one. You know, we knew Baker was going to come bring their A game, and they weren't going to back down. And, you know, they wanted to make amends from the last game. And, you know, I thought our team did a great job start to finish. You know, kept putting runs together, answering their runs, and finished it strong to end the game.
Well, a handful of things I'd like to talk about, but I'm going to go right to somebody who I talked about during the game. I mean, she has 6 points, but I think that even as a senior, now it's getting a little more time. I think Grace has really improved. It feels like it to me.
Agreed. She had a great game. You know, she's strong with the ball, playing good defense, getting rebounds, knowing when to kick it out, you know, when to go up. And she made a couple, 2 or 3 nice moves underneath and finished.
She's got a great little shot off the glass. I like it.
So, yeah, she's really, it's great to see as a senior her coming out and playing. And now definitely with our injuries that we have, her stepping up, and everybody's got to step up, and really proud of Grace and what she brought today. I think she wanted to come out at the end, but I said, no, you're going to stay in there. He brought it. It was good, though. It was really good.
And how about Nicole? It was kind of a double up.
Yeah.
14 rebounds, 14 points. I mean, yep. A lot of times you get a double-double, but that's a big one.
That is, and 10 of them were offensive rebounds. You know, she was just attacking that glass. You know, unfortunately, some of her shots, she could have easily put up 30. You know, she had some really good looks under there, didn't go in, but she just kept fighting and battling. The other big thing with Nicole is, you know, with our thinness in the post, she played smart and didn't pick up a lot of fouls. You know, we can't have her get into foul trouble, any of them really, but if our posts stay out of foul trouble, I think we'll be okay. And, yeah, she did bring it on both sides with rebounding and scoring.
Riley Brueggemann was not your high scorer. He had 20. Owen had 21. But Riley comes out of the gate as fast or faster than any player I've ever seen. I mean, sometimes players will have little streaks and sometimes a little hotter. Maybe they won't fall. But Riley will come out and right off the start, she'll start throwing them down.
Oh, yeah. She was on fire. I thought she was in the zone when the game started. You know, she was knocking down threes and pull-ups and drives. I mean, yeah, she was great. And then at the end, again, some great pull-ups in the paint and sticking her shot. And she's made probably one of the better players, probably the best on our team, is sticking pull-up jump shots. And, she was getting a lot of those tonight where she'd up fake, drive it in there, and knock down the pull-up.
And, again, this Baker team, they've had a tough year. They've got way more talent than the three-win team should have. I mean, and Coach Murillo, she's been around. She does a nice job with them. And teams like that are going to beat some people. I mean, it's just going to happen. And you got to be ready. And I'm proud of how the ladies came in here tonight, all business.
Totally. You know, and I really think the last game, we learned a lot. You know, I know we wound up in Graceland, but it was a lot closer than we wanted the first half. We had a long discussion in the locker room this week. And just talking about, you know, not putting pressure on ourselves and coming out and focusing on the details. You know, play, and do the little things. If we can do the little things right, most nights the outcome will come like we want. But I think we really came and meant business tonight and played well and played well together again, sharing the ball, making the extra pass, finding the open players.
And for you as a coach, and certainly, you know, for Coach Andy and your staff, I know these girls are very smart. They know that it's one at a time. But for them, that focus and you keeping them on that focus, that'll be one of the bigger things to do. At this point, they know the plays. They know where they're supposed to be at any given moment during the course of the game. But to get them mentally ready coming in and not looking at that calendar, I mean, you can't do that.
Exactly. You know, that was part of our discussion, you know, this week. You know, I mean, yes, there's a big game in another week or so, but there's two more big games now between now and then. And we got to take care of business one night at a time and keep getting ready for the next one. You know, and the other thing they talked about, and they all brought it up, is like, you know, every opportunity we have is a chance to get better. Let's use that. You know, every game we have, let's get better. Let's keep improving. And let's enjoy the ride.
One more player I want to talk about, and then I'm going to let you go. The guys are out here warming up for their game coming up. But here's a player that, in my opinion, we talk about her, but she kind of flies under the radar, and yet there are so many things she's doing that you don't see on the stat sheet, that you don't look out there, and that's Michaela.
Michaela,
yeah. Okay. She just does things that I try to point them out, and I try to bring them into the game, but you don't always see her. You don't see her way up there in the score. Yeah, she gets nine, almost double figures. I mean, but she does so many things.
Yep, and usually when she hits her three, it's at a big moment. You know, when they were making a run, she sticks the three and opens it back up again. You know, got in there and got some rebounds and had a nice finish on the fast break, but you know, another thing Michaela's doing right now, especially with our injuries, is she's having to play another position. So we've moved her over from the wing to the four at times just because of our lack of depth there right now. And she's picked it up nicely. You know, the last 2 days of practice, we've been reviewing our plays and reviewing everything for her. So she knows what to do in the four spot because, of course, she doesn't usually play there. But she did a great job in there tonight, and we'll be counting on her probably the next one too to step up and play that.
That's got to be one of the harder transitions. Hard going from a one to a two, that's kind of one thing. Yeah. But going from a three to a four, going from a wing down on the end of the front, that's a different animal.
It definitely is, you know. But she's a senior. She's mature. She understands the game, and she's willing to do whatever it takes for our team to be successful. And credit to her and who she is. So, yeah, she's ready, and she's been doing a great job. And like I said, we'll probably need her another couple games like that. So hopefully we'll get everybody healthy soon, but we're not quite there yet.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations. 20th win of the year right now at 16-1 of the conference. And lastly, we talk about it every time, and I'm amazed every time. Three games left in the regular season. It's just stunning that here all of a sudden, even me, I couldn't remember the rest of the schedule.
I know, right? It's just moving. You know, once we hit Christmas break and got going, I mean, I hardly even remember the games back in December, but since we've gotten to January, January flew by, and here we are, yeah, with one more game this week, two next week, and then the postseason tournament.
Coach, we're looking forward to all of it, and we'll go get them up in Iowa Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Jeff Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, with a big win today. We're going to kick it back to Joseph, and Joseph will be back here in, you know, like 12, 13 minutes. The guys are out warming up. We'll have men's college basketball here on CARE.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at msdsports.net.
This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.